Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So, it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:45. February 9th. It's Tuesday. Cloudy today with snow coming on. It's coming on to us a little bit after 11. So that's how that's going to go.
It's coming on to us.
It is. It's coming on about 11. You've been warned. Okay?
So the okay. I don't even know what to say to that.
Well, the morning commute's going to be fine. No problem. But look for 3 to 5 inches by the time this wraps up, probably after your ride home. So going into work, no problem. Leaving work, maybe more of a problem.
Okay.
Look at it that way.
Don't go to work. That's what I say.
That's another way to look at it. It's going to be 28 today for your high, 17 tonight.
Okay.
So Brian blew my mind this morning. He said, fun fact, Doug Flutie has a Batmobile.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah. Too.
And I thought when Brian said that, I thought, you know, current type of that crazy Batmobile. But no.
No, this is like the classic, the 1966 model from the, you know, yeah. Adam West Batman.
Wow.
Kicking it old
school. It's pretty cool.
He just drives it around. Looks like Florida.
He's got his Tampa Bay Bucks hat on. I believe he drove it to the Super Bowl.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, I saw it on TMZ. He was getting gas.
You know, if you can toss a little pigskin around in your youth, you can get a lot of good things.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah.
So,
my God.
I was like, he must have a Batman thing. He's old enough to remember the series, the original.
That's with a classic.
Adam West, right?
I sat in one of those at the old, you know, World of Wheels.
Did you?
They had one.
I wonder how deep he goes. Because, like, to have the cool Batmobile is one thing. But, like, you walk into his basement and there are, like, a bunch of Batman things. Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
Okay. The belt.
You're cute.
I remember when I was a kid, Batman came to our school. And I was so disappointed because he looked like Batman. But he drove a red convertible. I'm like, where's the Batmobile, man?
Oh, right.
Even then, I had questions.
Doug Flutie had it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's a fella named Flutie. Anyway, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Oh.
Brian thought he's more of a Robin. Do you know some of the Robin catchphrases? There were 365 different holies.
Wow.
Yeah, there was holy armadillo, holy hamburger, holy grammar, and holy unrefillable prescriptions.
He's a man of God.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Never a holy cow. You think just
never
one.
Never a holy cow.
Too basic.
Too basic. All right, it's 5:48. Here we go.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Lately I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, brought to you by CVS. At CVS, you can earn up to $50 in extra bucks each year just for filling prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states. See CVS.com/RX rewards or pharmacy for details. LBF, what's cool?
What hath the pandemic wrought?
Ooh.
Well, gosh. Dating terms. Dating terms.
Oh.
Yeah.
New dating terms.
New dating terms. It's a whole new dating world.
No bet.
When there is a virus.
Yes. Things have changed.
Yes.
I thought we were learning poetry.
Nope. No thank you. Okay.
All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right. Well, you know, everybody has a dream car, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a retired NFL guy, I've got the car for you.
Okay.
No.
And some of your favorite bands, right, that you know, had other names that didn't work for whatever reason until they switched to the names you know. I'll tell you some of those first names that were horrible. You're not going to believe. coming up.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
For the new dating terms that are out there, and I enjoy them.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Getting dumped over Zoom.
Yep.
Zumping.
Something. You've been zumped.
When a
rhymes with dumped,
yes.
Right? Okay.
When a physical relationship is delayed because of COVID fears, so you keep things virtual for longer than you would in normal times. Mm. Corona zoned.
Oh,
I've been corona zoned.
That's pretty good.
If you cancel or reschedule a date because of new lockdown rules, it's lock blocking.
I like that. Okay. Wow. Now, what did that replace?
Didn't replace anything.
Okay, just something new.
All right, I'm
just
not even
new
saying.
One. Okay,
hey,
good.
Fear of dating again because you've been inside for so long, FODA.
FODA.
Yeah,
fear of dating again.
Yep.
I like it.
A relationship that started during quarantine has developed virtually. A quarantini? No, a quarantationship. That's a hard one
I
to
see.
Pronounce. But finally, this one's kind of clever.
Okay.
When a new couple uses social media to flaunt how now they're spending all their time together. Smugsalation. They're smug and they're in isolation.
Smugsalation.
So
yeah.
Oh, look at us. We're so just having wine by the fire.
I like this.
Exactly. I like this.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Brian.
You're not toxic.
The most overused word. On Bachelor. All right, Brian.
All right, over the weekend, cruising around the Super Bowl with his Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat, Doug Flutie was spotted. Here, would you hit this
everybody's,
button over here for me, Bob?
Everybody's second favorite team now.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Flutie in his Batmobile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the classic. It's a replica of the classic Batmobile from the 60s TV show. It was designed by George Barris, and Doug just got it like in 2019, and I did a deep dive. He does keep it in a special bat cave in his Florida home. He has a Batman arcade game and a Batman pinball machine. No
Love
idea
it.
If he has a little suit that he throws on when he's at home or not.
I got to say, he's more
cool.
Robin than Batman. I
think so, yeah.
He's
you know,
more Robin.
Little guy. He's little guy. Robin.
He's like a Robin. Is that a T-Bird? Thunderbird, is that what it was?
It was modified from a 55 Ford Lincoln Futura.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I didn't know this. Before bands made it, they had some other names that they would, you know, just noodling and trying out. Nirvana, they were Pen Cap Chew. Remember that? You'd chew your pen caps?
Yeah, thank God that didn't
The Bee Gees were the Rattlesnakes. Yeah, about that.
Huh.
Pink Floyd, the Tea Set.
No.
Wouldn't have been the same.
No.
Green Day, Sweet Children. Black Sabbath, the Polka Tuck Blues Band. Polka Tuck Blues Band. No, didn't work. Nickelback, Village Idiot.
They should have stuck with that.
Yeah. One of my favorites, Finger 11. They had a couple of hits. Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
Think of that one.
I kind of like that. One.
Yeah. Van Halen was Rat Salad from a Black Sabbath song. Hey, check out Rat Salad. Hannah Montana, by the way, I know you're a fan.
Yeah, I love
her. She was Alexis Texas.
Huh, that's fun. That's two dynasty.
It was Alexis Texas. The Red Hot Chili Peppers was Tony Flo in the miraculously majestic Masters of Mayhem. Not really rolling off the tongue.
That's too much on the marquee.
And number one, the Goo Goo Dolls, they were the Sex Magnets. Just when you thought.
Sex Magnets are better.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I was wrong. The Goo Goo Dolls were the Sex Maggots.
Oh,
just when you thought.
Totally different.
The Goo Goo Dolls was the worst name ever. No, they were going to be the Sex Maggots. So there you have it.
All right, thank you.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. The Four Seasons were always the Four Seasons because there's always four seasons.
Right.
The way I look at it. Okay, 6:22. Get it, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Late December back in 63.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 24 degrees right now, cloudy and snow. A high of 28 should start any time. But the morning commute shouldn't be that bad. Later in the day, though, there's more accumulation, about 3 to 5 inches before it wraps up tonight. Okay, there's a comedian, her name is Mandy Fabian. And Mandy wants to take you back to not December, 63. How about December 1943?
Oh, gosh. Let's go.
Lonely sailors and soldiers and lonely guys. They didn't have, you know, 900 numbers back then. they had this, though. Here we go.
Say, sport, are you lonely? Can't find a chippy with nice gams? Call Butterfield 900.
Oh, hello, Rex. How are you? Well, I'm swell, just swell. No, actually, I was just about to slip into the tub for a nice long soak. Well, I suppose you could say I'm a dirty girl. Well, now, Rex, honestly, what on earth would I be wearing in a tub? Not a stitch, that's what. Well, I suppose you can put that anywhere you like. Yes, that would be fine.
Why?
Oh, I've never seen bigger. Oh, that's swell. I like that. Oh, yes, I like that. Yes, I like that. Yes, I like... What's that? Oh, so soon. Well, aren't you clever? All right, Rex. I'll speak to you next week.
There you go.
Oh, you guys are so weird.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't it weird?
What? What? We didn't do it.
What?
Comedian.
What? We didn't do it.
We didn't do it. Mandy Fabian did.
All right.
She's funny.
Yet your interest was piqued.
I like it. Isn't that just swell? I thought it was great. You never think of that, but it's perfect.
It's a weird kink.
It's not a kink. It's
you
funny.
Know, if you
it's funny.
Wave that freak flag. Go for it.
All right. Then why don't you tell us what's happening in Dirty Laundry the way Mandy would.
Yes, right?
Let's hear it.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
What's coming up?
I can. Well, we're going to talk about Diane Sawyer.
Okay.
How she is a mean lady.
Is Diane Sawyer a monster?
Yes.
Details coming up.
Thank you. Well done, sir.
That's good. That was swell.
I like that.
627.
I like that.
Oh, boy.
Wow, get us out. Brian, take a look at the road.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Matthew Wilder right there. Nothing's going to break my stride. 642. 24 degrees in Boston. Let's get into some laundry right now.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
What's in the laundry today, LBF?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to talk about Britney Spears and how everyone's a monster, but in particular, some of the media. And Diane Sawyer, who I thought was fairly nice, but she fell victim to getting the scoop. Before we get to that, can we wish this sweet SOB a happy 78th birthday today?
Yes, we can.
Joe funny Pesci. How? I mean, funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you? I make you laugh? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
78 today.
78 years old.
Sweet SOB.
Yep. You know, he was like involved in the Four Seasons and finding it. Remember, like, did you see that Jersey Boys movie play?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci was involved in that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was like somebody who got the band together. He's a random dude, that Joe Pesci.
Well, you just think about
it. Short little wonder.
Yeah, of all people that who said, I'm going to be a movie star, he's Joe Pesci.
Has he ever done anything, like, serious? Like, did he ever go outside of that?
Well, Goodfellas.
Completely against type.
I don't know.
Because, like, you know, everyone does that. Even Jim Carrey does, like, a serious movie. Adam Sandler, Robert De Niro. Yeah. But I think Joe Pesci has played the same person all the time.
Didn't you guys find his beach house for sale?
Yeah, it's hideous. Yeah. It's in Lavalette, New Jersey, which is kind of...
What's the asking?
6.5, 8 bed, 8 bath, 7,200 square feet.
It looks like it looks like an 80s mansion.
Miami Vice set.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It's
It's for
hideous.
Sale. Yep. But you know
Location.
What? They're not making new beaches. So
nope, they are not making new beaches. Hey, also.
Oh, new beaches. Oh,
yeah, I know, new. Yeah. They might be making some new
Just
beaches.
Worth noting, too, it's Carole King's 79th today.
Can
Mia Farrow's 76.
That's sweet.
Yes.
No.
That's sweet, yes. And Judith Light. 72, who's the boss?
Ah, that's right.
Come on.
Wow.
What a day to be alive.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this, shall we? All right, so there's this new documentary called Framing Britney Spears, and it's on Hulu, and I watched it over the weekend. I watched it Saturday morning with Dave. It ruined my day.
Wow.
Because it is so shocking. Now, before, in the before times, I was like, what's this hashtag Free Britney baloney? Whatever. She had a breakdown. Her father takes care of her. What's not? Who cares?
Give me the elevator pitch. What's the takeaway?
The takeaway is that her father and all these lawyers are taking advantage of Britney Spears. She's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
And she is essentially treated like a person who has no idea what is going on around her.
But
when
does
you have a conservatorship, it's usually when a person's completely incapacitated.
Yeah.
Whether, like they cannot make decisions on their own behalf.
Do you think
behalf.
She can?
Absolutely. Because she's performing and making money and doing all these things. I'm worried about her. Mm. But I worry about her more not because of her mental health. I worry about her because of the people taking advantage
Golden
of her.
Golden goose.
Exactly. Yep. She's 39 years old. She can't do anything without her father's permission except make money. He can tell her, you're going to do this perfume commercial. You're going to do this in Vegas. She finally said, I'm not going to do a Vegas show until this ends. And she's gone in front of a judge. But the thing is when you see what led up to this breakdown, the famous breakdown of Britney Spears losing her children, shaving her head, and attacking a car with paparazzi in it, it's just unbelievable what we all put her through. She was 22 years old when...
What's it called again?
It's called Framing Britney Spears, and it's on Hulu.
Okay.
And when she was 22 years old, Diane Sawyer interviewed her, and these were the questions that she asked of her, 22, just 6 years in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your voice? What happened to your clothes? Or what's this about? No kidding. What is it about? Is it about shocking people?
Have you ever gone further than you wish you had?
I have to ask about Justin. He has gone on television and pretty much said, you did something that caused him so much pain. What did you do? You said, I've only slept with one person in my whole life, 2 years into my relationship with Justin.
Yeah.
And yet he's left the impression that you weren't faithful. If you were talking to your little sister now, and the girl who said that she was going to stay a virgin till she got married, do you still think there's something to be said for that?
Really? If I had an opportunity to shoot Britney Spears, I think I would.
That's really bad.
Because of the example for kids and how hard it is to be a parent and keep all of this away from your kids.
I'm not here to babysit her kids.
It's one thing not to want to be the role model anymore. It's another thing not to know that a lot of young girls are looking at this.
But am I responsible for them?
Wow. Diane Sawyer.
So that's the Diane Sawyer portion of the program. At 8:45, we're going to talk more about this and how Justin Timberlake is a monster.
No.
Yes.
JT.
Huge. Terrible human
really?
Being.
Really? Really?
Yep. I have the breaking news.
That is shocking. I really sincerely wouldn't have known that. He's always like just lovable JT.
No, that's how they roll.
Bringing that sexy
terrible
back.
Terrible human being.
Well, that'll
be
good.
He has a curly mane of hair.
Yes, you do.
I want to run my fingers through.
Yeah, okay, fine. See, that's how it goes. That'd be at 8:40. We'll do another deep dive. We have to. Eagles now, 6:40.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it's 7:13. Little snow coming sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. Any moment now, it's going to get flaky out there. And it's going to keep coming and coming until later tonight on your way home. So the ride into work, not bad. It's the ride home. You got to watch out for it. And LBF, do not say that.
What, don't go to work?
Yes, don't say that.
We
have to encourage workers.
Come on, we all know.
So I was watching TV with my wife, and somebody was using an air fryer. And she said, you know, handsome.
So someone else was there?
No. she said to the guy who was there, say handsome.
Or is that just what she calls when she wants to buy something?
Bingo. Give me a bing. Anyway. Anyway, she said, hey, Bozo, no, we should get an air fryer. And I said, well, air fryer, huh? Is it, it's going to be another gadget that just lays around, you know, use it for a couple times and it's, you know, just clutter. We don't need it. We got quesadilla makers, woks, waffle irons, yep. Everything that just doesn't work. So I said, I just don't know if you want to do that. So I thought you could talk me into it, Brian, and LBF, you could talk me out of it. But let's take a call from Gary first.
Okay. Right.
Gary, are you going to talk me into it or out of it?
I'll definitely talk you into it, Bob.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's, I mean, you can put so many things into it, man. I mean, all you got to do is convince yourself is make some potatoes, you know, cut up a potato, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of grape seed oil, whatever kind of oil you want, salt, pepper, garlic, mm-hmm. put it in the air fryer, and that should change your mind, man. It's, and there's a lot of different things you can put in there, you know, put chicken, I mean, really anything.
Anything you want to cook.
So, yeah, Gary, Gary, you use it a lot? Is that some, so it's not just use it once and you put it away?
No, I mean, I can see why it would be like that, but once you eat like something from it, you're going to be like, oh, I definitely want to use this again.
All right.
You literally could be describing what's like, known as an oven.
Stop.
No. All right. I don't know. You want some potatoes, you put it in. Chicken, put it in.
No, I like Gary. Gary's got a...
It's the time factor.
He's all in on it. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
Hey, just try it out. That's all I got to say.
Halfway there.
Gary seems
halfway
sweet.
There.
Just saying.
Let's say hi to Liz.
I'm on the side to talk you out of it.
Liz, are you talking me into it or out of it, the air fryer? Liz.
Hello, Liz.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Are you talking me into it or out of it?
Into it.
Okay.
I was like LBF at first. I was skeptical. I was willing to bet that it was going to just become one of those things that we were never going to use and get rid of it.
Right.
Because why couldn't I just use my oven or microwave or toaster oven?
Mm-hmm.
It saves so much time, to especially for weeknights to cook stuff. Chicken, I oftentimes would overcook it or undercook it, and the air fryer comes up perfect every time in about like 8 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
Wow. Veggies that I normally would, I'm really bad with eating healthy sometimes, and it makes veggies taste phenomenal every time with minimal effort. So.
Does it turn them into chocolate?
No.
Yep, you can do that.
Sounds
terrible, but I make, if my husband goes for it, you know they're good. They're called carrot fries.
Yeah.
Okay.
They taste like sweet potato fries, and you just toss sliced up carrots in olive oil, garlic, Parmesan cheese. You cook them in that.
I think you're talking LBF into it. I think you're getting caught around.
Here's the only... It sounds legit.
Mm-hmm.
But my only issue is this, is I think that you can do the same thing in an air fryer that you can do if you have a convection oven. And if you get a convection toaster oven, it's two birds, one stone, because you can do both what you can do in the air fryer and you can have some toast.
Okay.
And a tuna melt.
Liz, agree or disagree?
I guess I don't know enough about convection ovens to argue that, but I didn't know the air fryer that we got. It's easy cleanup and just...
That sounds good. Thank you, Liz.
Well,
have a great day, Liz.
Take care.
Okay, bye. See, I don't know. Pretty convincing.
Well, if I could, because we have a convection oven.
Yeah.
So before we got one, I said to my wife, it's the same thing. And I even went so far as to get a convection basket for the oven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crispier fries in the air fryer.
Mm. Okay, can I just say something?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, sure.
I have a convection toaster oven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it does tuna melts really well.
Okay.
Well, that's basically an air fryer.
But, I'm just saying, but it's not an air fryer, so you should just get... Here are the reasons.
So that's what
you
comes
ready?
Down to you.
I'm
go
just going
to
go. With an air fryer, you can't see inside, so you can't judge doneness.
There are some
They're louder than convection ovens, all
very,
right?
Very quiet.
An air fryer is more expensive than a convection oven.
Oh.
And right. air fryers... the cleanup is more difficult. I'm just telling you.
That's what I said.
All good points, but all are false.
Yeah.
Not false.
Okay. Well, the question is if you talk my wife into it or out
of it. You know what? What's going to be the difference? Yeah. You should bring in something he cooks in an air fryer and something I cook
think
in a toaster
that's a great
oven.
Idea.
And I'll tell you.
I'm all in. Yes. Yes. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. 38 special caught up in you. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Cloudy today. You're going to start seeing some snow. Anytime it's the flaky stuff widespread, 3 to 5, 4 to 6 inches. So that's that today. It's just the way it is all week. Going to be kind of a cold, wintry week. We're used to it. 3 to 5, 4 to 6 inches. So that's that today. It's just the way it is all week. Going to be kind of a cold, wintry week. We're used to it now. Get that first one over with, and then, you know, it's just it's going to keep coming.
Business as usual.
Yeah. What happened
there?
Yeah,
I get it.
Let's do that. Yeah. Huh.
Oh,
that thing stopped. Out
buttons
of
problem. Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
It wasn't me. There it is. Okay. So I was saying last night we were watching TV and an air fryer came on and my wife said, you know, handsome. You're not buying that, are you?
No, I'm not buying it.
She didn't. So if we ought to get one. I said, I know Brian has one. I don't think LBF has one. I'll talk to them about it tomorrow. They can either talk me into or out of it and, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some calls as well. I know you don't want one. Brian's all in.
Yep.
We got Dan. Dan, how about you?
I'm asking a question on who's doing the cooking.
Well, my wife cooks. Yeah.
Well, then it's up to yourself. You have preference on what you like to cook with.
What do you mean?
Do you want to use an oven? Do you want to use the fryer? Whatever you want
to use. Well, that's why I don't know why we should get one. That's what I'm just trying to.
He's been burned.
Out.
Huh, so many times.
In the house, I'm like, we need another gadget?
No.
See, I told you.
Dan's talking me out of it.
Yeah, I know.
It's all something. There's more to break down and have to replace later on.
Right.
You got an oven, just use your oven. Use your grill.
Use your grill. Use your George Foreman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have one.
Oh, so good.
The one gadget I didn't get.
Yeah, that was a good. Yeah, right. You missed out.
Dan, I say you don't need it.
Dan says no.
I'm with you, Dan.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
See you, brother.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye. ROR, good morning.
Hey, just wanted to let you know about the air fryer thing.
Yeah, can you start with, hey, handsome?
No. Don't do that to
me. Hey, handsome.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm all ears now.
Yeah. I just want to say I heard LBS talk about the canister kind where you can't see your food, and I agree.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I was hesitant. So we got a model where it looks like a little oven. You can see your food cooking because I like to watch my food
me
cook.
Me too.
I'm a looker.
I'm a looker too.
I look at it.
You're a food voyeur.
Yes.
Yep.
I know, we peep, don't we?
It's an Instapot brand.
Okay, that's good, Liz.
Instapot like, Vortex.
Thank you. You see, look
right,
at that.
Sorry.
Problem solved. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liz. She's at the Instapot brand.
That's the kind I got, the Insta.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think the
I'm
verdict is.
I don't know. You know who I want to call? I want to call Ina Garten.
Why don't you guys have a bake-off? And just,
why don't I lend you my toaster oven?
I don't want to do that. No, that's not true. Okay, coming up, Morning Court. Brett is on the phone with us. He had a football. Can we call it the S Bowl, the Superb Bowl office pool for the big game?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
One of the winners didn't pony up going in.
Moocher.
And she wants her money, and he says, you missed the deadline. We'll see what's going to happen with that. Morning Court in
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Morning Court. We've got Brett on the phone this morning. Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great. Glad to hear it. Looks like you guys had an office pool for the big game, as we have to call it, and controversy there with one of your coworkers. What's going on?
That's right. So coworker and I do run the office pool for the big game, and the ante is $100 for one square.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chance to win $2,500 a quarter.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun, and, you know, you can win a lot of money. This year's been a challenge because some of the coworkers are working from home, but we still had it anyway.
Right.
You know, everyone had to get their money in by Friday.
Was there a deadline? Maybe 5 o'clock?
Friday was the deadline.
Friday the deadline. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So one of the girls in the office, our coworker, her name is on a square, but she didn't chip in. So my buddy and I put in for her square.
Okay.
Now, we won the first quarter, and she thinks that she did, but she never paid.
She never paid. And you guys ended up to fill the box.
That's right.
So she thinks she won $2,500?
Yeah. She texted us Sunday night to get her winnings, but we were like, you know, you didn't pony up, it's ours. So
Yeah.
You know, we all work together, obviously, and, you know, we don't want tension, but we don't know what we should do about this.
Wow, there is a, you set a deadline, right?
Yeah.
That's a thing. Deadlines are deadlines.
That's right.
But you want harmony in the office, too. Wow.
That's tough.
That is tough. That's tough,
but it's
Brett.
Not really fair. I mean, there's,
for, in what way?
Well, for the guys.
Yeah.
She didn't pony up the money.
Yeah.
And she just assumed that she was all set with it, but you can't get something if you don't pay for it.
So she's upset, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So she's probably saying, well, take the money, the 100 out of my winnings. But that, no, not so fast.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see what we can do about it. You got to keep the harmony in the office or, you know.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm working from home anyway.
Well, let's find out. Okay. All right, Brett. So it says on your email that you guys listened to the station. So you're going to let our listeners decide. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Yeah. We're going to put it to a vote.
Okay,
let's do this.
Well, we'll see what the listeners have to say about your situation, Brett. Go either way. You could split it. We'll find out. If you have an opinion on the case today, does Brett have a case, or should they just give the money over to the coworker who was late anteing up? 888-410-1057. Congratulations. That's still a lot of money for somebody. I don't blame you. I want a piece of that action.
Yeah, what's our cut?
Yeah.
Yeah. We get a percentage for solving your problems.
Oh, God.
All right, Brett. Stay tuned. You're going to hear a lot of advice. I'd be anxious to hear what you guys ended up doing at some point soon, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Brett. Okay, 888-410-1057. We need some Solomon wisdom here.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he was
a tough customer.
He's a tough guy, Solomon. Because, anyway, 888-410-1057. What do you think? Should Brett pony it, split it? Is she SOL? I don't think I need to tell you what that means. You know what that means.
I do.
Okay, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Brian Adams, summer of 69. No, it ain't. It's the winter of 21, and it's coming at you today. I know. Look for some snow. It's going to get flaky around here.
Yeah.
About 10 o'clock or so. All day long. Snow. Widespread, 4 to 6. Okay?
It's fine. We'll make it look pretty.
We talked to Brett. Yeah, he's listening this morning, and they had an office pool. One of the gals who they work with. Put her name on a square, didn't pony up by the deadline at 5. Her square pops $2,500. She wants her money, and they said, not so fast. You didn't pay. We put the money in for you. So she begs to differ. They've agreed to let our listeners settle the argument to the best that we can.
Okay.
So let's see. Let's go to the phone. I got Keith up first. What's your take?
Give it to her. Give all the money to her. Every bit of it.
Wow. Keith, Solomon wisdom. Why?
Okay, look, you're going to see this woman 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. Is it really worth the tension?
Yeah, good point.
I say give it to her and just let it go.
All right, got you, Keith. Thank you, buddy. Okay, ROR, good morning. What's your take on it?
She doesn't get it. Give it to the guy.
Wow. Isn't that funny? Opposite of what Keith just said. Previous caller.
Yeah, look at that.
Give
she
it
didn't
to her
pay
and
up.
Keep harming.
She didn't pay up. Like, rules, them's the rules, lady.
S-O-L, right?
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Jen, what's your take on the case today for Brett?
Absolutely not.
Don't.
Because I feel like if she didn't win, she wasn't going to reimburse them anyway.
Oh.
She didn't pay. She didn't win.
See, that's the thing, too. That's why you have a deadline. Right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Because no one wants to pay up Monday
and
you know you've lost. Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
If that was me, I wouldn't have paid. Like, so if I lost, I would have been like, oh, I'll pay them back whenever. No, she lost.
Jen, at least you're honest with yourself.
Jen.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Jen. Wow. Hey, ROR, what's your take?
Hi, I'm calling about the square.
Yeah, what's your name?
I don't think that... My name is Jessica.
All right, Jessica.
Hi. I definitely don't think that she should get the money, because if she didn't win the square, she would still technically owe the money for the square.
Yep.
But lesson on them... You know, don't put a name on a square unless someone's going to pay right up front.
That's what happened. You know, she didn't pay.
You know what I mean?
All right, Jessica.
Jeez,
Brett's
going to
like these calls. They are.
No way.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Jessica. Jeez. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you run the office pool?
Yes, I do.
All right, what's your take on it quickly?
Absolutely not. Keep the money, guys. You don't pay, you don't win.
That's it.
You don't pay, you That's don't it. Win.
Bottom line, right?
That's it. Bottom line, baby.
Yep. There's Kathy.
You know what fascinates me about all these calls
yeah.
is that the women are yeah. like, no way. And the first guy's like, just, I don't want to deal with it. Just give her the money.
I don't want to work.
Oh, my God. What a win.
They need Kathy in the office is what they need. Brett should hire you, Kathy.
I get that a lot, Bob.
I'm sure. That's great. 888-410-1057. What should Brett do? So far, the ladies say,
yeah.
don't
no
pay.
Way.
That's funny.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player, Roy, from Lynn. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Brian.
This is Bob.
I'm sorry, Bob.
That's okay. Brian called you, or you called Brian.
Yes.
Got you all set up in the green room, as they say. Ready to play Super Smart, right, Roy?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Lynn. I'm disabled. I'm a single father.
Okay.
Well, you that's, know, yes.
Hey, when I yeah. was, you know, I was, I lived in Lynn back in the day.
Did you?
The Diamond District, as they call it.
Really?
You know that?
The Plumage Center.
Yeah. It's nice there.
Is it nice there?
The Diamond District. Look, doesn't it sound nice?
It sounds very.
Sounds great.
Very Bob Bronson.
Lynn. All right, Roy, let's see if we can get you $1,000. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is get 10 of LBF's question correct, and that's what you're going to get, $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass, Roy. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
What is 8 plus 8?
16.
What is a baby duck called?
Duckling.
What woke Snow White up after she ate the poison apple?
A kiss.
Who hosts The Tonight Show?
Oh, my God. I remember Johnny Carson. I don't know. Pass.
What was Britney Spears' first hit?
Kiss Me, Baby.
What movie did Joe Pesci appear in as Tommy DeSimone?
Pass.
What do people call the happiest place on Earth?
Walt Disney World.
Diane Sawyer was married to this famous director.
I pass.
What two U.S. states begin with the letter T?
Pass.
Who was the first singer to have 5 number one singles off of one album?
Elton John.
Who?
Oh, man, there goes the buzzer.
There goes the buzzer, Roy. You got 4. Out of the 10 questions, you passed a few times. Here's what you missed.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon hosts The Tonight Show. Britney Spears' first hit was Hit Me, Baby.
He was close,
time.
Though, right?
Kiss Me, Baby.
He said something.
Okay, he said Kiss Me.
Kiss Me?
Yeah, I said Kiss Me.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Can't give it to
Maybe
you.
Maybe later, Roy.
That was Brian.
Joe Pesci appeared as Tommy DeSimone in Goodfellas.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Yeah.
I make you laugh.
Yeah.
What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Now you remember, right?
That sweet SOB is 78 today.
He is.
Diane Sawyer was married to Mike Nichols.
Oh, yeah.
The two U.S. states that begin with the letter T are Texas and Tennessee. And the first singer to have 5 number one singles off of one album would be Michael Jackson, and that was Thriller.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I remember Thriller.
Right. Right. Such a good album.
Mm-hmm. All right, Roy. So not bad. Not bad. You got almost half right, but you passed, so we kind of did. There it is. So, Roy, you don't get the $1,000 today, but you did get a $100 gift card to Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club on Cape Cod. Okay? Take a road trip. LBF loves Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club. Right, LBF?
Oh, Ocean Edge is so awesome. It's beautiful. It's right on the ocean. And they have these villas. And, oh, it's great.
You think our boy Roy could go down there and have a nice afternoon?
I think he could have a nice afternoon, evening, sleepover, breakfast.
Yeah. So it's on the ocean. Is it right on the edge of the ocean?
It's the edge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, no surprises there.
All right, Roy. You enjoy it, Roy. Hopefully you'll have someone to take with you and check out the Frost Bar Igloo Experience. Ooh. Bundle up. For more info, please visit oceanedge.com. Roy, thank you for listening. We appreciate you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, nice guy. So if you want to play Super Smart, do it. Go to WROR.com. Sign up to play there. Plus, LBF has the home version of the game. Makes it just a little easier. Multiple choice. Check it out, WROR.com.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We had a barn burner of a morning court today. Brett called. His office did a pool, right? Football pool for the big game. Andy, up $100 a square. So one of their employees, he didn't want to give her name, and he shouldn't. Anyway, she put her name on a square but didn't chip in. The deadline was 5 o'clock Friday night. She didn't pony up. They scratched her name, and they ponied up the 100, so it would be fair and an even jackpot for everybody. So every square would be taken. And guess what square won? Yes, it did. That square in question.
Circle gets the square.
Yes. $2,500 was in that circle.
Wow.
So the lady they work with came Monday looking for her big check. And they said, you didn't ante up. You missed the deadline. She said, well, here's my 100. I'll give you 100 or take it off the winnings.
Yeah.
They said, not so fast. We bought the square when you didn't pony up. So anyway, we got a situation there at work. Let's see if we can help out. They've agreed to let our listeners settle it. So our first caller is Dawn. What's your take, Dawn?
This is my advice. Yep. I would divvy it up three ways.
Ooh.
Make her pay her portion and split it three ways. It would be a lesson learned for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no tension
like
in the office.
I like it.
Do you?
I do, because, it, like she said, less tension in the office. They get a little, she gets a little, lesson learned. Hey, Solomon was going to split the baby.
I know, that's true. Scariest story.
And maybe the guys learn to, you know, write out more rules next time, maybe.
That's a good one, Don. Solomon's wisdom was what I was looking for.
It's a teachable moment, really.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see if Brett agrees.
The degenerate gamblers.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, Don.
You too.
Bye. ROR, good morning.
So, if anybody that runs an office pool knows, by Friday, if those people don't pay, you put out the squares with the people that paid name on it.
Yeah.
So if her name was on the square, then they might have said to her, hey, we'll put the $100 in for you, and that's it. And then when the square doesn't win, they're going to collect $100 from her when they see her. So, but they won, and now they want it. So I think they're scumbags, honestly. No, seriously. Right?
I hear what you're saying, but they had to just pony up to fill the square, and they bought the square from her, so their point of view.
Did they tell her, hey, we'll put the $100 in for you? Because if she lost, they would have probably collected the $100. They should have just put their names on the square.
Look at Columbo here.
I know,
huh?
Right? That's a good point.
He has
this is why I don't gamble, because I really don't understand any of it.
Just give us $100,
LBF. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know enough about it, but I think what they did, they just bought the square and said, screw it, let's just buy it. And they probably scratched her name. She was a scratch.
They should have
put
their names in the square.
They're scumbags.
Buying points of square
pools. I like
it.
Yeah. If they're running the pool, then they have the obligation to make a new grid and put their name in the square if she didn't pay.
I think that he's going to end up, you know what? Somebody advised earlier, you haven't heard, but a three-way split. Everybody just walks away.
That's it. Yeah, Solomon's that would be the logical thing, but I think they're being jerks.
Good job.
Keeping the money. Because
I can't
they
call
won.
Brett a scumbag. He's a listener. But so you understand that, right?
Well, I am, though. But you
I hate when the guy running the pool wins, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. They won, so they want the money.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Thanks, bye.
That was a good call.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Great.
Good call.
ROR,
good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, good. No way. She did not get a penny. She's lucky that that they're not charging her money because she didn't pay the $100. So, no way.
That is a good point. She never.
Yeah.
She never. They're saying keep your $100. That's a good way of saying it. Forget it. You're out. You didn't buy the box, so you don't owe us anything.
Right.
I like it.
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. How many? You know what? Tell them to bring her cookies.
Bring her cookies.
All right.
Wow. That was good, Donna. You have a great day.
I love you guys.
Aw. Group hug.
Bring us some cookies.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I'm
Bye, Donna.
You guys are awesome.
This is the best call of the day, right?
Yeah. Bob loves these calls.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I only tried 10 times.
Cookies and compliments with Bob Bronson.
Am I really?
Will you? Come on. Yeah, what were you saying?
Are you on the air? Am I on the air?
No. Yes, you are. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, my God. I just love you guys. So keep up the good work and keep up what you're doing.
Donna. This is great. Bye. Yeah, let her talk, will you?
I know, Bob. Yeah. I'm sorry. I interrupted her.
Yes.
Let me have compliments.
Mm-hmm. I like Donna.
I know you do. Don't you wish Donna worked here?
She makes cookies. That's nice. Anyway, I think the consensus is just split three-way.
It's keep the peace.
Makes sense?
Never go in on it.
Because you're
going
to have tension big time. Next year, you got to make it explicit. That's it. So I think, guys, Brad, if I'm you, split it three ways. She'll understand, hopefully, that that's as good as we're going to do.
Just like hand her the money and be like, never again.
Yep.
Never again.
You agree with that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Three-way? Okay. All right, coming up.
Really?
What?
Really?
Yes, that's the best way.
Really?
Everybody wins. What do you got? Dirty laundry.
Oh, I got some stuff. Why Justin Timberlake is a degenerate loser.
This is really good because you are drawing a line in the sand
against
Justin Timberlake.
Forget his curly
America's curly haired sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, those dance moves.
Wow. You say not so much, though, right? When's Dirty Laundry coming up? I can't wait.
I don't know, 7 minutes?
That sounds about right.
All right,
okay,
look at me
good.
Doing math.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 836. Waiting for a little bit of snow, and that should be arriving any time today. And about 3 to 5 or 4 to 6 inches of snow expected. It's going to be widespread, so everybody in the pool, okay? Snow showers continue tonight, so the ride home is going to be the tricky spot. Low is 17 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, nice, 31 degrees. So that's going to be a little bit of improvement there. Give us a chance to shovel. Right now,
great.
We're waiting for the snow.
Super.
Isn't that great? Something to look forward to. Beauty, it's 26 degrees. You know what time it is.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
You're really going to kick some dirt on Justin Timberlake.
Yep, talk about a blank in the box,
this guy. Okay.
Listen, I liked Justin Timberlake, but I was uninformed.
About
Britney Spears. All right, now, you know, we're just sort of a consuming culture. Where we just consume the pop stars and then the media that follows. But I had a moment this weekend that changed my life thanks to Hulu and the documentary by the New York Times called Framing Britney Spears. Now, there's this whole movement, hashtag Free Britney. And it basically comes about because Britney Spears is under the conservatorship of her father, Jamie Spears, and has been since her breakdown, I think, in like 2010, where she shaved her head and went crazy on the paparazzi. He's in charge of everything that she does, any decision that she makes, anything. If you're under a conservatorship, it means that you are not mentally able to take care of yourself.
Right.
It's usually for people who are really, like, ill or...
So you're putting in question whether or not she should be on it and are they taking advantage of her?
This Framing Britney Spears says that they're taking advantage of her. Basically, her father can say, you can work, you can do your Vegas show, you can make $60 million a year, and I get a cut of it, and so does this lawyer, but you can't make any decision. And it's been going on for years, and she cannot get out of it. It's actually quite frightening what the courts can do.
What's the name of this documentary?
Framing Britney Spears. It's on Hulu. It's okay. by the New York Times. All and right. it's really, really good because it's not one of those things where it's like sensational. But what they do do is talk about how the media just absolutely ate this poor girl up and spit her out. Can I give you a little clip of Diane Sawyer?
Yeah, this
talking
is
to her. This is Britney amazing. Spears at 22 years old. Now, remember, yeah. Britney was basically
this is
landed
what,
on the scene.
2020, the show, maybe 2020. And
yeah, something like one that. Of those yeah. shows. Okay. And she's talking about it to Britney at 22. It's 2003. It's kind of when Britney kind of, you know, with the snake and the bikini, and she's getting older and her show is changing, and she just broke up with Justin Timberlake. Okay. Here you go.
All right.
Do you like your voice? What happened to your clothes? Well, what's this about? No kidding. What is it about? Is it about shocking people? Have you ever gone further than you wish you had?
I have to ask about Justin. He has gone on television and pretty much said you did something that caused him so much pain. What did you do? You said, I've only slept with one person in my whole life, 2 years into my relationship with Justin. And yet he's left the impression that you weren't faithful. If you were talking to your little sister now, and the girl who said that she was going to stay a virgin till she got married, jeez. Do you still think there's something to be said for that?
Really? If I had an opportunity to shoot Britney Spears, I think I would.
Who's that?
That's really bad.
Because of the example for kids and how hard it is to be a parent and keep all of this away from your kids.
I'm not here to babysit her kids.
It's one thing not to want to be the role model anymore. It's another thing not to know that a lot of young girls are looking at this.
But am I responsible for them?
No, you're not, Britney, and I apologize for everybody. That was the mayor, that was the former First Lady of Maryland, Kendall Ehrlich. Her husband was the governor. Yeah, okay. So, and here's where Justin Timberlake comes in. Mm. So that moment when she asked about what you did to Justin Timberlake, yeah. you naughty, naughty girl. Maybe they were kids and they yeah. were dating, and maybe she cheated on him, meaning like whatever, kissed another guy.
Yeah.
He made a video, Cry Me a River, all about her. The speculation was it turned her into this sort of like, he's the good guy, she's the slut, and the media just went nuts over it, and he was so terrible. He not only did that video and sort of humiliated her, he went on a radio show to talk about how he had slept with her. And now she's a young girl. She's 19 at the time, and she's like a sweet first boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
On Details Magazine, there's a cover story on Justin Timberlake. His face is on there. He's like, he may be in a boy band. The subhead was, right. but at least he got into Britney's panties.
Wow.
This is what we all talked about. Yeah. And this poor girl, like, suffered at the hands of all of this. And this is the most amazing documentary. And I always thought of her as a little bit of a joke, but it's not funny.
Well, I know. You've been talking about it all morning.
Yeah, it's nuts. So you got to watch it.
You got to watch it.
Yeah.
Well,
Timberlake's a monster.
Okay.
And speaking of that monster, yes. I blame him.
Because?
Why Miley Cyrus is not the Super Bowl halftime show, because she should be. Why do I blame him?
The wardrobe?
Well, because Justin Timberlake tore off Janet Jackson's shirt, and now everyone's scared of women being.
So then you get The Weeknd.
Yes.
The longest Weeknd.
Miley Cyrus's halftime show, which wasn't really a halftime. It was a TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok tailgate.
Amazing.
That should have been the show.
Okay. Billy Idol.
Well. Maybe Britney will do
Janet
it someday.
Who was with her? Joan Jett.
Joan Jett, Billy Idol. It was an incredible show. I'll post some of the clips.
Okay. Well, there it is. 8:41. I think it's definitely worth watching.
I'm getting some texts from friends saying that Diane Sawyer is a jerk, and so is that.
Those were jerky questions, no doubt about it. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more with some Fleetwood Mac. It's 8:53. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Coming up, 9 to 5, no repeat workday. You know what that means? No repeats. 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's right
as
there.
That. Just like that.
The title.
Sells itself. You don't need no elevator pitch for that.
Nope.
It's just no repeats while you work wherever you work. Leave us on all day long. Julie's up next, and then our boy J-Bo, he gets you home commercial free from 4:15 for 90 minutes.
Wow.
Fun, music-filled minutes.
So how long it's going to take you to go 5 miles tonight.
It's going to be a doozy. Thank you for asking. Yes, LBF, cloudy today. We're looking for some snow, and that should start any time. Widespread accumulation, 4 to 6 is what they're saying. Everybody gets it, so we're all in this.
We're all in this together, Bob.
Bing! Yes, we are. Okay. So right now, I got 27 in Boston. LBF, how's your movie matchup madness going at WROR.com?
Yeah, it's the 80s makeout movie matchup. We are down to the Frisky Four.
Okay. I like it.
Get it?
I do.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You want to know what the matchups are?
Well, that's the idea.
I'm asking because I'm polite.
Okay.
All right. It's Risky Business versus Fast Times at Ridgemont High versus Dirty Dancing versus Footloose.
Okay. Dirty Dancing, Footloose. Dirty Dancing, Footloose. That's a good matchup.
Oh, yeah. So you got to vote.
I got to go Dirty Dancing.
So wait, it's going to go. So it's basically Risky Business versus Fast Times versus... Dirty
what do you got? What do you got? You're going to reveal or you want to hold off because
no, we don't
are
have
voting?
It yet. You got to vote now.
No, what do you think?
What do I think?
It's your vote.
Yeah.
My vote.
Yeah.
For makeup
your
movie?
Bracket. Did your top one make it?
No.
What got whacked?
I like Can't Buy Me Love, but it's not really like a makeout movie.
It just reminds me. So that was fun while you were in school.
Yes. I think that Risky Business is going to win, and then I think Footloose is going to win.
I like Dirty Dancing as I think that's coming in strong.
It is good, but
that's
the
number one seed.
It's a little bit controversial. I'm going to go for Footloose because Kevin Bacon's awesome and Sarah Jessica Parker's in it.
Yeah, but nobody.
Laurie Singer's
nobody
never had a job since.
Puts Baby in the corner, and it ain't starting now.
And Jerry Orbach is a stud.
There it is. There it is. Said no one besides Mrs. Orbach. Okay. Anyway, so and just for voting, you had a really great shot at a prize.
This is the best
prize.
Part.
Yeah,
you
go
get
ahead.
A chance to win dinner on us, a $50 gift card to Antonio's Vaccaro in Hyde Park. That's Italian for wine bar, you guys.
It sure is.
Yummo.
There it is. So you got time to vote. It's the... Frisky 4?
Frisky 4,
okay,
see?
Yeah,
look at me.
That sticks. At WROR.com. Do that. It's for fun. Why not? You got a shot at going
to... It's a makeout song, too.
Anthony,
you know? Go with it.
You think
yeah.
so?
Yeah.
Survival high on you.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.